This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
I come here tonight with a great task to say Divrei Zichrein for my great Rebbe, Hagoyin Hagadol, Yisrael Belsky, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. What is a Rebbe? I called him Rebbe. Many called him Rebbe. What is a Rebbe? People walk around and they say, he's my Rebbe, and he's my Rebbe. In Shulchan Aruch, it's clear that anyone who teaches something to somebody, it's his Rebbe. But what's really a Rebbe? What is a Rebbe? What does it mean to be a Rebbe? What does it mean to have a Rebbe? The Pasuk tells us, Vishinantam Levanecha. Torah, you need to teach it to your children. Bonecha, your children. Yet Chazal say, Bonecha does not mean your children. Bonecha is Elu HaTalmidim. It's your Talmidim. Your children are your Talmidim. That's what the Pasuk is referring to. I'd like to share with you an interesting halacha, which is brought in the Gemara, it's brought in the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Reitzeach, Perek Zayin, Halacha Aleph. The Rambam tells us a very interesting halacha. And it speaks to Rabbi Yisai. What does it mean to have a Rebbe? And what is a Rebbe? The Rambam says, we know that if someone is a hireg b'shaygik, he kills somebody by accident, he has to go to Gullus. When that person goes to Gullus, they send the Rebbe with him to Gullus. The Rambam, Perek Zayin, Hilchos Reitzeach, Shmiras Nefesh, Halacha Aleph. Talmid shegala l'ir miklot migalin rabu imoy. The Rebbe must go with him. Shenemar, because the Torah says that when you send somebody to Gullus, v'chai, it's in order that he should live. Asei loy kidei shiyichya. It needs to be a situation where he could live. Coming to tell you what I saw in my Rebbe. He was my Rebbe. And I learned so much from him. Most of all, I learned what it means to be a Rebbe. When the Jew, unfortunately, is a hoireg b'shaygig, he goes to Gullus, to Ari Miklat. And who goes with him? His Rebbe must go with him. Why? V'chei, he needs to live. Without his Rebbe, he cannot live. And the Rambam adds, V'chaye balichachmo mevaksheho b'loi talmud Torah k'misa chashuvim. When a person is not with his Rebbe, which means he's not learning from his Rebbe, it's as if he's dead. And when he goes to Gullus, we got to make sure that he should live. The Rambam adds that the reverse is also true. That if the Rebbe goes to Gullus because he was a hayrig b'shaygig, then the Talmidim, the yeshiva, follows him to Gullus. They all uproot where they live and they all go to Gullus. Why? I understand that the Talmud needs the Rebbe because without the Rebbe, he can't learn. or I'll call upon him. He thinks he could learn, but not the way it is with the Rebbe. But why does the Rebbe need the Talmidim? So many Mefarshim say, because mi Talmida yaisa mi kulam. Just like the Talmud learns from the Rebbe learns a lot from the Talmidim. Abaisai, I believe that maybe we could say another pshat. That the reason why the Talmidim need to go with the Rebbe, v'chai, the Rebbe needs to live, the Talmidim, who are the banim, they're the life of the Rebbe. V'chai, the Rebbe has to live. How does the Rebbe live? The Rebbe lives because his Talmidim, that's his life. And that's the pshat that they uproot the entire yeshiva. I told this pshat to Rebbe. I told this pshat to Reb Belsky. And I was hinting to him, Rebbe, that's you. Your life is your Talmidim. There was no day and there was no night. Reb Tzvi, am I right about this? There was no day and there was no night. And I looked at him and I said, and he smiled. And he said, "Du verstehst gut. You understand what a Rebbe's supposed to be. Rebbe's whole life, and that's the taich of Ishinantum Levanecha. Just like a parent's whole focus, his whole life, all he thinks about, and all he's busy with is his son, his own child. The Talmud needs to be the focus. Nothing else. The Talmidim. That's a Rebbe, Rabbi Yisai. I want to tell you what Rebbe Ripshaw told me, something very special. And he taught me something, and I try my best to emulate. He once told me, a Rebbe is not just someone who teaches. A Rebbe is someone who connects nefesh b'nefesh to the Talmud. It's a deep kesher. You have to be able to connect to the Talmud. And let me tell you what he told me. He told me a story that there was once a menal that came to Reb Shraga Mendelovich Zecher Tzadik Levracha, the great mechanech. And he said, there's a boy in my shir, in my yeshiva. I tried everything. I don't see more what I could do. It's not working. Maybe should I send him to another yeshiva? Reb Shraga Mendelovich, the great mechanich, thinks and he says, tell me, what color eyes does this bocher have? What? So maybe he didn't hear him right. He said, no, tell me, what color eyes does he have? He says, I don't understand. What? He says, if you never looked him into the eyes, you never connected with him, you don't know what color eyes he has. How do you expect to change him? How do you expect to reach his neshama if you don't connect and you don't look him in the eyes? You don't know what color eyes he has. I want to tell you another thing, Rabbi Yisai. Vishinantum levonecha. And I hope everyone knows the color of the eyes of their children. Are we going to test them as they go out? No? Okay. Rashi says that just like the Bonim, the Talmidim are Bonim, so too, Rashi continues, that the Rebbe is a father. Like it says, Ovi Rechav Yisrael Uferoshav. The Mefarshim ask, well, if it's his ben, then Fashtetz of the Rebbe is the Tata, yeah? A special limud that this is the ben and the father is the father, right? Goes without say. If it's his son, then he must be the Av. Rav Shach, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, says a Moyudik Pshat. The same way the Rebbe
has to feel that the Talmud is his son in order for it to work, in order for it to be a kesher, in order for it to be learning of Torah between them. You need both. That the son, the Talmud, should feel that the Rebbe is his father. It has to work both ways. This is, we all felt by Rebelsky. By Rebbe Rebelsky, we felt not only we were his son, we felt the connection that he was our father when he taught us Torah. I'll soon tell you beautiful stories of story after story. I saw this firsthand. But this is a tremendous insight of Rebbe Talmud. Rebbe Talmud is a deep kesher, Rabbi. The Maral says that the greatest kesher between two human beings, so Maral, is Rebbe Talmud. I want to read you over a nusach. The altar from Kelim brings from the author of the L'chadaydi, Reb Shloim Elkabetz. V'taskel mimaitzidav inyin atalmidim shenikru banim. I want you to understand what it means that a Talmud is called a ben. It's not just a expression. It's literally says the Alkibitz, the Reb Shloim Alkibitz, ki heim banim mamish. They're mamish. The children, asher hisnoitzeitz behem nitzus nishmas hamelamed v'nisatzeim boy. The spark of the neshama goes from the Rebbe to the neshama of the Talmud. Ki ha-toyrav ha-nefesh davar echad. So the connection between Rav and Talmud is not just an expression, he's my son, I love him. It's deeper than that. It's mamish Rebbe Talmud. I want to tell you a story, Rabbi Yisai. My great-grandfather, the Beis Aaron, was a Talmud of the Netziv. Reb Baruch Ber, the Birch HaShmuel, everybody learns the Torah of the Birch HaShmuel. He said about the Beis Aaron that the reason why he was Zaycha, to such greatness and learning is because he was Mekusher, B'lev and Nefesh to his Rebbe the Netziv. The person who heard this brought this back to the Beis Aaron. And he said that the Birch HaShmuel said about you that you were kosher b'lev and nefesh to your Rebbe, the Netziv. And the Beis Aaron said, it's true. I was completely attached to my Rebbe. My hand never left his hand for 1 year after his patira. My eyes kept on dripping tears. That beats 3 years. I can tell you, I'm still dripping tears. Every time I hear a vart, I say, oh, my Rebbe Rebelsky. Every memory I have of the conversations, it's a part of my life. That's a Rebbe. A Rebbe is a big part of a person's life. It's a part of his neshama. And this is the banim, the connection. I want to tell you one more point about this, and then we're going to go be mezak to the maises. After talking good to maises, back in the Rebbe. Being a Rebbe carries on a chrayus also. It's a tremendous responsibility. The Kovitz Yurim Rebbe Chanan says that when it says v'shinamtul v'necha their banim, it's chiyuv. It's your responsibility. It's not just that it's a nice thing and it's a feeling. And no, it's a chiv, you're mechoyev to treat them like banim. I believe that we could answer a very interesting shaila. The Mefarshim ask, you're schlepping the Rebbe to Golis. But what did the Rebbe do wrong? Why should he move? He has a home, he has a family, he has a yeshiva. We take the Rebbe and we drag him into Golis. So many Mefarshim learn that somewhat the Rebbe is responsible. If someone is hayrig b'shaygig, there's something with the Rebbe. Others ask, but what do you mean? He's only a shaygig. Didn't do it on purpose. Good. I did tell this pshat over to Rebbe as well, and he agreed. It's not that the Rebbe did anything wrong. It's the responsibility of the Rebbe to be there for the Talmud. If the Talmud needs to go to Gullis, then the Rebbe's got to go with him. Achrayus. Rabbeisai. I don't know how to tell it to you in stronger words. A Rebbe is a tremendous responsibility. Rabbi Yisrael gives you diamonds to protect, diamonds to polish, diamonds to clean. You have tremendous responsibilities. Shinantum levonecho, vonecho elo atalmidim. Avochanan, it's your chiyuv. And that's why we sent the Rebbe to Gullis. I could tell you, Reb Tzvi, you could be minded to this. Rebbe felt an achrayus for every boch. He would go to the ends of the Talmud. My Talmud needs me. And I'll be there. And he fought battles for Talmidim. Achrayus, a Rebbe, responsibility. Rabbi Krohn pointed out a good thing, a good point, and I was going to touch on it tonight. To talk about Rebelsky's genius, and to talk about his Yediyas HaTorah, and to talk about his Koyach HaPsak. All you had to do was to listen to the questions and answer shiurim. You got up there, and you could ask whatever you want. It never happened that there should be questions. You don't have to give the questions in advance. I asked this once, Rebbe, should we bring you the questions in advance? He said, what? Questions in advance? Frig! Ask! And it went on and on. The questions could went on for 2 hours sometimes. You know, on Yom Kippur, when we talk about the Asara Ruge Malchus, Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol sees Reb Shimon, that his head is laying on the floor, they cut his head off. And he cries out, Ayei Haloshen HaMemaheres. L'hoiris Bimrei Shefer. The tongue that was quick to answer, to speak, L'hoiris the Paskin Imrei Shefer. I have to tell you, that every Yom Kippur, when I come to this, I think of my Rebbe. The Kayach, the ability on the spot. Paskin. This is the halacha. To bring all the bekiyas and all the genius into 1 second, a question, you got an answer. Yei haloshen, I'm a maheres, lahayres bimrei shefer. We could talk about Rebbe's Yiras Shemayim, we could talk about Rebbe's Dikta Kalacha, but as Rabbi Krohn pointed out, and I agree with him, we have no shaykhs to it. This is something that what are we going to say? That we could emulate him? What are you going to emulate? So therefore, I'd like to talk tonight something that we could walk away with emulating and learning from and growing from. And that is Rebbe Rebelsky had a very big heart. Unbelievable. His lev tov. His Taivu Meitiv was something unbelievable. His Midas Taivus. And I want to tell you, a Rebbe to teach Torah needs to have a good heart. Then you teach Torah with all your heart. Listen to me again. When you teach Torah, because you have a Lev Taiv, and you teach it with all your heart. You know, the Gemara in Sukkah, Mem Tes says, V'soiras chesed alishayna. We say it in Eishes Chayil, Pasuk in Mishlei. What is Toiras chesed? There's Torah that doesn't have chesed? I see you shaking your head, Reb Tzvi. There's a Torah that there's such a thing called Torah with chesed. L'lamda l'acherim. When you teach it to others, it's Torah of Chesed. The Gra in Mishlei, on this pasuk, says, Torah to teach is only a chiv because of Chesed. What? But isn't the mitzvah of Torah l'ilmad l'lamed? To teach Torah is the mitzvah. I saw Reb Chaim Kanievsky's Meir the Shail on the Goyin. What's the Rambam says clearly. No, what's the mitzvah tam Torah? Basic, no, basic. L'ilmad l'lamed, right? Chayv Adam l'ilmad l'lami Torah. The Rambam. So what does it mean to teach Torah is only Chesed? Says Reb Chaim Kanievsky, bichidush, that the Goyin argues on this Rambam. That according to the Goyin, v'shinantun levanecha is just an asmachta. Teaching Torah is just Chesed, no Chiyuv. Zay zakt Reb Chaim Kanievsky. You have to learn like that in the Goyin. I showed this to my Rebbe Rebelsky, Zechut Tzadik Levrach, and I said, Rebbe, Efshe Kemet Zagen Nacha Pshat. Yeah. Of course, there's a Chiyuv to learn Torah, and of course, there's a Chiyuv to teach Torah. But the chiyuv of teaching Torah needs besayras chesed. That you want to do chesed. You want to help. It needs a lev that's mischasid. We saw so much lev and chesed that Rebbe Rebelsky did. It comes from a deep-rooted chesed and love of chesed. The teaching of all his Torah. If someone would ask anyone, why are we here in this world? It's a loaded question, right? What's the Tachlis HaBriah? Reb Chaim Volozhin tells us, in the name of the Gra, why we're here. Why are we created? Le'nivra Adam. Does Eilim know the rest of this, Reb Chaim Volozhin? Le'nivra Adam El Lahoyil Lachrini, to help others. What? We're here in this world to help others. That's it. That's the Tachlis HaBriah. Reb Chaim Volozhin, the Akdoma, to Nevesh HaChaim. That's why we're here. Reb Matisyahu Solomon, on a Hesped of Rav Shach, quoted this Reb Chaim Volozhin, and he asks, who's saying this? Who? Reb Chaim Volozhin, in the name of the Gra, people who sat at a sefer and never left. So where is the Lahayil Achrini? I don't understand. They sat in a room and they learnt. If the person was an Askin, see, can I throw out a thank you to Yaniv? Yaniv is a Lahayil Achrini. But a person who's learning day and night, he's Lahayil Achrini. So many Rosh Hashivas, I mentioned this, Reb Chaim Volozhin, they say, okay, learning Torah is L'hayil Achrini. That itself is helping because the whole world stands on Torah. If anyone reads about the Reshiva Ramosha Zecher Tzadik Levracha, his asmada was unbelievable. Yet he found the time to help and run and come and do. It doesn't work out. There's not enough hours in the day to learn the amount of Torah he learned. Could a person learn 24 hours a day and help people 24 hours a day? And the answer is there is no pshat. It's l'malo min ha-teva. I told this to Rebbe Rebelsky. And he said, yeah. Reshiva Ramosha was a pella. Gedolim like Ramosha are a pella. How they able to be completely immersed in Torah and at the same time helping everyone all day. You said that Ramosha was a Pella. Rebelsky was the same Pella. Rebbe was busy learning day and night, and he was busy helping everybody day and night. The Lahayil Achrini, to care, to help other people. At the Dasis Tiger, Rabbi Yisai. You know, Reb Chaim Brisker once said, and I know I owe you soon the stories, they're coming. You have to understand, I have so much in my heart that I want to say. There's so much that I want to thank and appreciate what I saw. Give it over to you. Reb Chaim Mibris once said that if someone cannot close his Gemara to to help another yid, even when his gemara is open, it's really closed. Isaiah used to say this over. Reb Shmuel David Balkin told me this. He was also such a person. Afilu, when the gemara is often, this is famacht. Tayr is tayras chesed. My kesher with Rebelsky began that way. I was 18 years old. I was in Camp Aguda, and I used to give a shir for the Bachrim, the 13-year-old Bachrim wearing tefillin. It was an excuse because I wanted to get close to Rebelsky. I was fascinated. The moment I saw him, I said, this is somebody I have to. So as an excuse, I came up and I said, you know, Rebbe, I'm giving a shir nochus tefillin. I'm only 18 years old. So maybe you could brush me up on the halachas so I could be able to psak halacha. What do I know? I'm yeshiva bach. What do I know about psak halacha? Yeah. Open up the Mishnah Berurah. I know which way you're supposed to open it, the right or the left. Today, Baruch Hashem, Dayan learns Mishnah Berurah. But in my days, Dayan was learning Eilun and Lomdus. I said, Rebbe, I don't know. So I said that maybe I could learn twice a week for 20 minutes. He said, good. Every day after Shacharis. So he told me, every day after Shacharis. And I was wondering, what's the pshat? And the answer is there was no cheshbonus. If he knew that he could help and teach, make a cheshbonus. On cheshbon, come. Every day after Shacharis, and so was it. This was his big heart and his achrayis. Achrayis. Basically, we could talk a little bit about this point because this is something we could learn. Responsibility. Helping others is a responsibility. A big heart with achrayis. You do a lot. I noticed that all the non-acceptables in Klal Yisrael and all the nirdafim always hung around Rebbe, and Rebbe was there for them. He had a big heart and also achrayis, responsibility. When I was in yeshiva, I was talking to him once, and there was a kid screaming in the hallway, making so much noise. So Rebelsky turned, Rebbe turned to the, run outside and tell him to be quiet. Vashaitazai. No. The bachu that went, Mistamed gave it over the head to that kid, right? And he came back, and Rebbe asked him, why was he screaming? So he said that his friend hit him and punched him. She says, oi, what did you tell him? He said, I told him to be quiet. He says, how could you tell him to be quiet? He told you he was hurt, that someone hurt him, and you tell him to be quiet? Call him in here. The kid comes in, he says, come here. What happened? And he listens to him. He says, don't worry. Make up with him. Which Rosh Hashiva? Which Rebbe? This is when you have a big heart and you feel achrayis, Rabbi Yisrael. I had once a situation where somebody called me with a shaila chamura, and it was minutes before Shabbos. I said, I can't answer it. I'll call Rebbe Rebelsky. I called. It was minutes before Shabbos. I was told that you're not available. Minutes before Shabbos, right? So I said, maybe he can call me back if he has 1 minute, because it's mamish chamuritz negeh to Shabbos. It wasn't more than 20 seconds. The person went and said to Rebbe that it was a shayla chamura. He came out of the shower for it. He comes running to the phone. And I answered Amen, and I asked him the Shaila. Rabbi, he said, how many are a Rebbe for Klal Yisrael like that? Such achrayis. Selfless achrayis. Selfless achrayis. I'll tell you another beautiful story. I was once sitting with him after a shir, and he was hungry. So he prepared, you know, from the refrigerator, from the back, the coffee, and the whole, okay. And then a mishulach came. And then another one came. And then another guy came. So I told him, Rebbe, bis hunger, if you're hungry, you need to eat. You know what he said to me? He says, I know I need to eat, but I need to do this more. This is also my needs. This is what I need. I need to eat. I need to do this too. Here, Rabbi Yisai, selfless helfen. L'hoye l'achrini, that's Torah, Rabbi Yisai. You ask, how does such a thing happen? When a person learns Yayim of Alayla, you become a different person, Rabbi Yisai. Torah straightens out a person. He makes it a beautiful person, a person that's there. My Zaydi Zatzal, maybe some of you still remember him. He used to say, and I heard this many a time, that the hardest thing for him making the change from Europe to America, he moved from Europe, was the nusach, the people say, mind your own business. You ever see? You walk over to a guy, you tell him, Asha, mind your own business. Mind your own business. They said, what are you talking about? I care so much about, of course, it's my business. What are you saying? What do you mean, mind my own business? By Rebbe, there was no such a thing as mind your own business. He went after every case, everything that was brought to him. He went at like it was his own problem. We were once sitting in the OU. I used to go to the OU to see Shimush, to learn. I said something which had one word related to it, and it reminded Rebbe about a certain person, a business, that the person was having a very, very difficult time. I wasn't talking about that fella, but it was like word association. All of a sudden, I see that he's like not paying attention to what I was saying, and so I'm looking. He goes, I have to stop. I said, what? He says, you said that, and that business reminded me, and therefore it reminded me of this person's problem. And he began to cry. He said, I can't take that guy. Sorry, I can't take it. What should I do? He tells me. Those are the words he said. I don't sleep. I have a hard time eating, he says. I can't take it. And he was crying. And I wasn't the only one in the room. The people in the room were like uncomfortable. He was real, and he was telling me his real hergation. He couldn't take it. I want to tell you, Rebbe fought many battles. He went on the radio many times to talk about these battles that he had. And I went over to him and I said, Rebbe, you don't care that it's not nice for you to be on the radio. The radio. Radio. God Ladar goes on the radio. His response, Rabbi Yisai, was so eye-opening. You ask me if I care that I'm going on the radio and it doesn't look good for me? I care. I care a lot about the issues that Klal Yisrael needs. And when you care that much, you don't care. And you go even on the radio. It's because I care, I don't care. No one ever said, this paspinish health in Yanim, mein kind. Does anyone ever say, I don't feel it, it's not. It's your kid, you help him, right? You do whatever you got to do. When a Rebbe, a God Lador, sees every child and every boy and every, it's his own. So you do what you have to do. That's the big achrayis. I'm going to end, Rabbi Yisai. What could we take? Like I said, there's so much. There really is so much. It was fascinating to be in his Dalai Lama. It's fascinating. Simple people like me. I don't want to say you, but yes, Rav Pam once told me such a nusach, so I guess I'm allowed to say it. I once asked my Rebbe Rav Pam, Shara Bitochen, and I was talking to him about some concept about Bitochen. So Rav Pam looks at me, he goes, Shara Bitochen B'iyun, it's a groisa mention. Simple people like me and you, we should have just simple Bitochen. Rebbe Yishan, do first the Welt again. That's what he told me. Simple people like me and you. So I don't feel that bad saying simple people like me and you care for another person. Torah makes us Am Hanivchar, Am Segula. You know what the greatest milah we have is? We can be selfless. We can be Mekayim V'ahavta L'reyecha Kamoicha Kamoicha. It's you. It is your business. And this I heard from Rebbe also. V'ahavta L'reyecha Kamoicha. One of the Taichin is Kamoicha. That it is your business. A guy could never understand V'ahavta L'reyecha Kamoicha. It's so... The ger. What was he told, the ger? The ger came to learn Torah on one foot, which is the omud. He wanted on one foot the whole Torah. What was he taught? And everybody will say, what? We have to learn. It's not, that's not what it says in the Gemara, Voisai. The Gemara says, Madison, Iloch, Lechaverch, Loisavid, what you don't want to do. Why don't you just say straight out, we have to learn Kamoicha? And the Teretz says, Erzagoy. He'll never get it. There's no way for a guy to understand what it means to care. We have to Recha Kamoicha. With Torah, yeah. And that's Yisayda Torah, L'hoyel Achrini. I believe that's where the Goyin got it from. Rebbe, you spent your whole life L'hoyel Achrini to help and to do with all the godless. I hope tonight, as Akaris HaTayv, I paid back a little bit the covet that you deserve. Let's take the lessons of G'dayla Yisrael. Let's embedder ourselves. And with this, we'll be Zaycha that the Rabbi Yisrael will have Rachmanis with us, on us in the Gullis. And we'll be Zaycha as an Am Echad, united. It's very important. Unification. You didn't have to come as one for Geula. And Zaycha Zaytaka, B'yus HaGayel, B'mher B'yameinu Ami.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.